welcome in our BYU insider. You can read him at KSLSports.com. You can find him on the 1st and 12 show every Sunday, and then find the podcast as well. It is Mitch Harper. Mitch, thanks for jumping on.
You bet, Ben.
So, Mitch, I guess after losing game one against Kansas, has BYU's goals for the season changed? Have they had to recalibrate what they think they can do this year?
I don't think they've recalibrated. I think that they still believe that they can be in the upper grouping of the Big 12, maybe, you know, top five. I think that's a, you know, goal that could be attainable, but it definitely starts tonight because, you know, the next four games, you're going to probably be an underdog if you're BYU. And if you don't get this one, then bowl eligibility becomes in doubt because this is the one game that's a clear tight toss-up, where next month I think every game is going to be a decisive underdog for BYU, including Texas Tech, who's, you know, lost three games out of the gate, but they still got a lot of speed on the edges. So this is an important game for BYU, and I think it's a confidence builder if they can get it, because you don't want to have to deal with when are you going to get your first Big 12 win. Just get it done tonight, and this should be a tough physical matchup between BYU and Cincinnati.
Yeah, the line has moved actually in favor of BYU. It says it's even right now, the over-under set at 49, and not that I care about the gambling aspect of it, but yesterday that was Cincinnati was a two-point favorite. ESPN's analytics has Cincinnati winning this game 57% of the time to BYU 42%. I guess I was surprised by that. I know we had you on the show on Wednesday, but what have you seen from the Cincinnati team that makes them a threat to beat BYU in Provo?
They have an elite defensive line, and they've got a really good secondary as well. Whereas BYU, they're good in a lot of spots, but where do you say they're elite? Right now, there's nothing that you say BYU hangs their hat on and says, yes, that is BYU's strength. They're in the best in the Big 12 at that position. Cincinnati might have the best defensive line in the Big 12. And when you have something that's elite, that's going to give you a chance to have success, especially against the BYU offensive line that has underperformed. I think the BYU offensive line has been the root of the cause of the struggles on the ground game. You know, 224 yards through 4 weeks, that's the lowest output on the ground since 2004. BYU, under Kalani, they've always had a good ground game. You know, Jamal Williams, Tyler Allgeier, Tyson Williams, Chris Brooks. And it's just been non-existent. The talent's still there. L.J. Martin's good. Deion Smith's good. Aiden Robbins is not expected to play tonight. He's still dealing with an injury. But, talent's there. It's just the offensive line is underperformed. And I'll be curious to see if they have any sort of changes to that offensive line. You know, Waylon Lopuahu's dealing with a left arm injury. Don't expect him to play tonight. So that leaves open the left guard spot. Where do they go there? They could go Ian Fitzgerald. Maybe they retool it all together. Maybe they put Paul Miley. Maybe they bring Connor Pay to center. Something's got to change, though, because what's been happening the past few weeks is not getting it done. The good thing, though, too, for BYU in these spots where you're looking at maybe they're an underdog, maybe it's a toss-up, Kalani's teams are always good as a home underdog. They've won four out of the last five as a home dog in these spots. So typically when the wise guys in the desert think low of BYU at home, they seem to perform well under Kalani.
I've been looking at Cincinnati a little bit, Mitch. Emory Jones, their quarterback, is not inspiring a lot of confidence if you're a Bearcats fan. Last two games, four interceptions, no touchdowns. He started the year well with seven touchdowns and one interception, but that offense is trending the wrong direction. They've scored fewer and fewer points every week. Can this Cincinnati offense threaten BYU?
I don't think so. I think this is going to be a game, honestly, that is a lot like Sam Houston game in week one, where you hope for BYU's sake that they don't have as, inept of an offensive performance as that one. But I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. I do. I think that, Cincinnati's offense is, you're right. I mean, it's trending backwards. They had accounted for seven touchdowns. Emory Jones did in week one against an FCS team. Since, it's been a mess, and he's had five interceptions through the first 4 weeks of the season. He's looking a lot like the guy that got ran out of Tempe last year and really got ran out in Florida. So I think whereas Keaton Slovis, I think, he's on his third year like Emory Jones. I think Slovis, though, is fitting a lot better, and he's doing a nice job. I mean, last week he had to throw 51 times, one dimension. I still think he did pretty well, all things considered, with how inept BYU's running game was. So definitely BYU has the edge there at quarterback, and I think that's why I feel, you know, optimistic that BYU comes away with a win in this one.
Can BYU win this game if they aren't able to run the ball?
I think so, because, again, I think that Cincinnati's offense is not good at all. You know, they had to completely revamp their entire wide receiver unit with a lot of post-spring transfer portal additions. They've got some talent, but I think BYU's defense, you know, led by Jay Hill, I think they will be ready for the task. And, you know, I was talking with Tyler Batty this week, BYU captain and defensive end, and he feels that, you know, and it could be player speak, you know, we'll see. But I think that, you know, there was a sense around the team that there was a resolve to kind of get back on track, and they're not letting one loss sink them, as it happened, you know, so many times last year and in other years where you lose one game and it just the sails of the season were just shot. I think that there's this feeling of, hey, nothing's lost. You know, everything's still in front of you. You control your destiny with games in the future against Texas and Oklahoma. You still control your fate. And, you know, so get right this week against Cincinnati. And I think BYU's defense will definitely be up for the task. And I think they'll suffocate Cincinnati quite a bit to where, you know, I think BYU, even if they are one-dimensional again, they could still squeeze out a victory.
We're about, 10 hours until game time here down in Provo. What's the latest with the injuries? Who do we expect to play, and who do we don't think is going to play?
Big question is going to be Ben Bywater. You know, he's dealing with a right shoulder injury, and, you know, it's he wasn't at practice on Tuesday. And, again, we don't get to see practice, but the fact that he just wasn't there, I think on a short week, that's significant when he's not on the field on Tuesday. So, you know, I'm not expecting to see Ben Bywater tonight, and replacing him would be Harrison Taggart, Oregon transfer, former Corner Canyon product, four-star recruit, great athlete. I mean, he's an overall all-around athlete on the defensive side. He's one of the better ones. And Jay Hill trusts him, and I think that's what's interesting about Harrison Taggart is that I think that he'll have a lot thrown at him. It won't be the same workload as far as, you know, calling defensive plays and being, you know, as much on his plate as, say, Ben Bywater would have. But, you know, Taggart at that Mac linebacker spot, they feel like the performance of the defense shouldn't drop if he steps in. So I think Taggart would step in. I will be monitoring a little bit of left tackle Kingsley Suamataia. The initial indication on him, because he left that Kansas game, was that he had a bruised thigh. Again, you kind of want to be delicate with him because he's so critical to BYU's season, and he's got a bright future ahead. He was dealing with the right leg, that bruised thigh. So just kind of see how he performs in warmups. I expect that he should play. Aaron Roderick said that he will be okay, but still, it's just something that over the course of time, over the week, how does it still feel? That's something I'll be monitoring coming into tonight as well.
Find him on Twitter at Mitch_Harper. Read him at KSLSports.com. And, of course, now catch First and 12 Sundays from 10 to noon right here on The Zone as Mitch Harper and Alex Keery break down the latest with the Big 12. Mitch, great stuff. Enjoyed the game tonight. We'll be watching for your coverage.
Thanks, Ben. Take care.
There he is, Mitch Harper, our BYU insider, giving us a breakdown as BYU prepares to take on Cincinnati tonight.